Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice. Damn nice, straight. Nice.
Oh!
Yay!
Yay!
Don't make me use this bell!
One of those things.
Ding dong! Ding dong!
It is.
Come and get it! No! No! No!
I'd love to turn this off to you guys, but.
Hello!
Oh, there you go. You look at it and click end show because I am all kinds of loopy today.
Don't end the show! No!
Welcome to lunch! Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And I am crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that wasn't part of the intro, I don't think. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you had to tell them that.
They knew. They knew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems as though we have a... No.
We got an intruder.
We have an intruder. Yes, I am still disease-infested and...
Cough on me. Don't you even cough near the mic near me.
I think no. The coughing is the only thing about me that's safe right now. If I cough, you'd probably be fine.
She's the zombie plague. She's where it starts.
I am where it starts. You guys be careful. And can some of you stop with the text messaging? I am fine. You have woken me up out of a dead drug-induced coma because I'm hearing all kinds of beeping going on with the phone. And you know, I have my alerts turned off. Isn't that weird?
That is kind of weird.
It's weird because that's how much messages they're sending. The phone is backlogged. I looked down and I had 22 messages. Are you okay? I haven't seen you on Facebook. You haven't been playing any Facebooks. Will you accept mine?
I have been quiet on Facebook.
I'm sick, people. I'm sick. Well, I heard you on the news this morning. Do you not hear that I sound sick? I'm sick. It's true.
I know your voice is all high-pitched. You're all, like, mellow sounding and low.
Yes.
It's a very energetic bouncing off the walls. Corey is just not here today.
She's in here somewhere. She's just very subdued. The Tylenol does
taking
that.
Taking a nap.
Yes. She's laying down on the floor inside my head.
Aww. Is it that spacious in there?
Right now, yes. There is nothing in here.
There's an echo. I had to go for that one.
There's an echo. You can hear the ocean. There is nothing in here.
Had to be to open up that one.
That's right.
And I couldn't resist.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm slow. I'll remember Thursday if I'm feeling better, and I'll go, did you just say, oh, nah.
I totally said that. I'm going to get cut.
Now I got to cut. If I cut you now, it'd be slow motion. It's kind of like the movies where the girl is running from the killer. You could outrun me. Yeah, I'm slow.
Yep.
You're okay today.
I could do the whole Matrix moves in real life here.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But there is always news, and it must go on.
Yes, Ginger, the show must go on.
Tell them about the news. Tell them.
All right. Well, since we're already giggling, I have to tell y'all about this one. I am actually pulling this from Yahoo Tech News. Game input device controlled by kissing. And it's got a video, which I'm going to embed on the website in a little bit, so you can head over there and check that out in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Kiss Controller, and it's made by artist... Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, that I'm going to kill your name. Hai Yeon Nam. She's figured out how to roll an on-screen bowling ball with a lot of rapid tongue action. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's done with magnets. Apparently, one of the players wears a sensor input that has a small magnet stuck to the tongue, and the other player wears a headset receiver that senses the direction and speed of the magnet. Yes, according to Hai, the object of the game is to increase the speed of the ball by moving the tongue faster while kissing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. They do. Yahoo, the reporter here, does say, sadly, that from what they can see from the video, it's purely experimental adventure. It's either an art project, an excuse for this young artist inventor to do some very special research with her lab partner, or both. Yes. But,
gotta do homework, make it fun, that's all I can say.
Right? They say, you know, but who knows, maybe the research could result in some unforeseen input device, maybe even the next Kinect or PlayStation Move. Definitely some kind of Move thing. I'm thinking
yeah.
I'm going to drop that.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, but at least they missed out on Valentine's Day, so it's a little bit late for that. But, yeah, so a controller that is a game that can be controlled by kissing.
Well.
Leisure Suit Larry would be proud.
Leisure Suit Larry would demand more.
Yeah, I think he would.
In fact, it would demand the next story that I'm about to cover. The new.
Oh, no.
Yes. Captive Motion announces Embody Capture HMR and Embody Animation. They are proud to announce the next generation of their Embody Facial Motion Capture technology. Two new products, Embody Capture HMR and Embody Animation, provide an end-to-end solution for capturing and integrating high-quality facial animation into any project. To promote these new products, Captive Motion is offering a free trial that allows anyone to evaluate their Embody technology. Yeah. Now, the good thing about this is it's available now. It is it's a head-mounted, yeah. I'm really trying hard not to go there, but there's no way around this. The head-mounted facial motion capture system. It is compact, portable, designed to be used in nearly any environment from a motion capture stage to an office desk. It provides greatly increased fidelity compared to their previous facial motion capture systems and is able to track over 1,500 markers. It is capable of recording and storing over 8 hours of capture without interruption. Multiple Embody Capture HMR devices can capture simultaneously with a full body motion capture system, allowing multiple facial and full body captures to occur at once. Embody Capture
HMR
is available for rental or for purchase. Oh, wow. There's also a free trial that's available at their website. You can sign up for that at captivemotion.com.
I have to say, I mean, beyond that, that sounds like all kinds of perverted games could come from. It also sounds a little bit scary, you know? That's just, I don't know what to think about that.
Well, you know what I thought the second I saw this is a lot of people make their money in Second Life motion captures making dances and other animations, of course. this is going to devalue that quite a bit as the technology becomes more available to just regular people because, you know, if anybody can do it, then everybody will. And they're saying with the Embody animation, a full day's worth of motion capture animation can be applied to a character mesh in a single day. Character meshes are usually Second Life is how they do the animation with character meshes. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Some people in Second Life better come up with something quick because if I can afford this, I'd do it too. And I can actually dance, not those crazy dances in Second Life.
I tell you, man, some of them are awesome. And then some of them are just like, what are you having my character do?
What kind of club were you at and decided to record this? This is...
Yes. That is always...
Well, I got to jump in and mention this because, as you all know, we don't have a chat during the news. There's no chat room open, but you're welcome to send us tweets and things, and we'll respond to them if we can. So someone wants us to mention that Bulletstorm is out today. That's pretty much all we got. This is from Security Files. Hi, on Twitter. It's the news, so probably Thursday night we'll actually talk about the game if you want to listen on Thursday night. But we will let everybody know that it's out today. Please do not hurt anybody trying to get your copy. Please. Please, for the love of God, don't kill anybody trying to get your copy. Get it. Go home. Get some rest before you go to work tomorrow. Don't call out sick. Don't make us look bad.
You know, we read the story a while back about companies hiring people to make sure that their employees who call out sick aren't gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I forgot that we did that. Yes, that is they were talking about making that a law or something. I forgot. You'll have to
back
and listen to the other shows. Yeah, be careful with that. They are checking to make sure, and you will lose your job, and it's legal what they're doing. So.